previously on the Mike Knox Show.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Shut up, Mike. I know this is your show. I'm not going to allow this disrespect here. You brought me onto your show so you can spit in my face. Well, let me tell you something, Michael Hickam, Jacobs, whatever. I don't appreciate that. Yeah, zooming on the glasses. I had a long night last night. Very rude, Michael. Very rude. Not happy.
But you know I love you, right?
Have the inside.
You should, because
I'm in love with you.
There would be no man. Becky Lynch would not have been to the media. I promise this is the result of other wrestling fans. It's just my opinion. Do not shoot the message. Becky Lynch was where she was, and she had not hit a flat tummy. If not for this blood on her face by Nia Jax, she would never have been as popular or become as popular as she becomes. That's my opinion.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go! At the Money Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, this a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Yeah! Just bring it, bitch!
And I am here, and I am back, people. It is another week of the Mike Knox Show right here on Unpop Review Wrestling. The Mike Knox Show, Perfect Plex Talk, ready to show the pros. Listen to people. Listen, today, y'all already know, we're going on year 15 here. I got a plethora, a smorgasbord of wrestling to talk about today. And why is that, people? Because the wrestling world, like day to day, you know how y'all are, y'all, you know, in your basement, you get your Jergens and that stuff. You got to do it every day. You just don't feel like you're successful in your life, right? Wrestling just continues to evolve and change. And they say this and they say that. And I say hashtag death to dirt sheets. People, make sure you go ahead and follow, like, subscribe, follow all that good shit you guys do on social media. I mean, it is free, right? People, just hit the like button, subscribe. Share, tell a friend to tell a friend. We are live here in the barbershop where barbershop talk meets radio. And I'm sure you're right out there following and doing all these things that you're doing, like and all that stuff you do because it's free. Make sure you follow my Ayatollah to the rock and rollers to what has made me who I am today. My man 301 King Von Jr., the Victorious Ones podcast. Make sure y'all check him out backstage holding me down. I'm not sure if I'm gonna bring him on today, y'all, because he's a cowboy fan and he like got a whole cowboy outfit on, he got a cowboy hat. He got a cowboy hoodie. You know, I don't know about all this damn cowboy love. I mean, he's from D.C. at that, right? So it's like a sports terrorist to be like from D.C. and then all of a sudden have like cowboy shit on. I don't know. I digress. But today, not only are we going to talk about our wrestling, because this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. I mean, damn it. I only have intelligent wrestling friends. So today, we're going to bring on Nico Extra, y'all. That's right. I know Nico Extra, the one with two X's. Almost three, but we're going to bring on Mr. Nico Extra also to talk this. And when I reached out to him, I said, I wanted to talk to him, right? I'm going to tell him now he's backstage waiting to come on. I want to bring him on because he's like the biggest rock fan I notice in the social media world, right? Like I'm a everything wrestling guy. I'm a rock guy, but you know, he's the Rock. Like that is his favorite wrestler. So I want to get some of his takes and what he thinks about how the world has lost his shit about Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming back. So we're going to talk about that today as well. Grand Body P holding us down live from the UK, the second longest running show on the best damn show on radio networks. Because of that, man, I got a billboard in the UK. Fuck with hip hop, not that mumble rap shit, but real hip hop right there every single Tuesday and Wednesday on the BDSR networks. But people, I digress again because, damn it, it was a hell of a week in pro wrestling. And so with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the show right now. Mr. Y'all know who he is. Nico Extra coming up to the stage right now. What's going on, Nico?
They the twos and we the ones. What's going on?
They the twos and we the ones. Back together again, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on your amazing Mike Knox show. This is the shit, man. That intro was amazing. I sat here, my jaw dropped. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, we try. We've come a long way since the La Spada show. Let's just say that right there. But yeah, look at Nico got his fans in here. His fans are my fans. Oh, you know what? I ain't going to do that dumb shit they did with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Like, I bet you my fans beat your fans' ass. Who got more fans? You got more fans, but I don't think my fans will beat your fans' ass. That's what I'm saying right there.
Using the government name. Hold up.
Hold on. Oh, my God. It did. It put your whole thing on there. I hate when people do that to me. They put my whole, I'm like, what does it say on the screen? If I want to be by my whole name, that'll be my whole name. Okay? Now, we're going to go ahead and get in this, man, because this past week in professional wrestling changed the game. So typically on the show, right, let you know how we go through things here. We go through the week in wrestling. Then we get to those big pop moments. We talk those big pop things, okay? So this past week, we were privileged to having the return of that man right there. The great one, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment on day one showed up, Nico. And I got to say this, just for the record, I don't want you to take my shine because you're intelligent. I don't want you to say it before I say it. I'm going to say it first. Anybody who don't know shit about wrestling, listen to us right now. What makes Roman Reigns so great is being called the tribal chief, at least to me, is that we all know who the real tribal chief was. And for me, from the very beginning, I said, oh, really? Oh, that's a smack in the face. You actually put the food on the table and take it off? No, that man puts the food on the table and takes it off. So let's go ahead and start really like right there, Nico. You're sitting there. You did your live thing. The Rock is back. Take me through your moment.
Let me ask you this. Did you think he was coming out? Who did you expect to come out?
Honestly, I did not know. I thought it was going to be a trick of the mind, like maybe a Punk. You know, like when they said former champion, could have been anybody, right? So I thought it could be any former champion. I heard like maybe about an hour before the show, The Rock was going to show up. But again, I'm not a dirt sheet guy. So I kind of but when he showed up, I was there for it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting The Rock. When Jinder came out, I was like, it's a decoy. I knew that. I knew someone else was coming because he can't be the former. Like, everyone there was shitting their pants. So
that Tony Khan moment.
But when I heard his music, I was like, damn, this is a different world. Tony, this is a different world we're living in now where Endeavor's got that real money that they can get The Rock here anytime they want. And it wasn't like that before. He was too busy, too cool for school, and it's just a new world right now where he's not, and he can be bought, and everyone has a price. Hate to our boy Million Dollar Man, and you know, The Rock coming back, and no offense to Cody Rhodes, but The Rock coming back is bigger than Cody Rhodes by far to me. It's the, like you said, it's the tribal chief, it's the head of the table, it's the largest entertainer in sports entertainment in history of whatever, and possibly, you know, a lot of people's Mount Rushmore, because no offense to Cody, but he's not on people's Mount Rushmores yet. You know, he's got some more work.
Yeah.
So, like, for him to be able to make it to this level and come back and give the love to give Roman Reigns, and he probably puts Roman over, let's be honest, which is even better to me because we love Roman Reigns too. So, like, this is a very special time in pro wrestling, and having him show up, having CM Punk show up, having, you know, Cody finish his story, it's just really everything's firing in all cylinders right now, and I can't wait for the Royal Rumble.
Listen. We're going to be in the building. Okay. So I can't wait for that. I'm going to be at Mania, taking my entire family to Mania for once. Yeah. I remember when you had this talk, like I got five people to pay for. It's kind of expensive trip, but we digress with that. But The Rock, I got goosebumps, man. I got goosebumps. And I really, truly did goosebumps watching. And I can't wait till you get your family and you, or you know, you were around some kids. When my kids are 14, 15, and 16 years old, right? Like 14, 15, and 16. What the f*** they really know about The Rock?
Right.
When he pops out, they're, oh my God! Oh my God! It's The Rock! And I'm just sitting here like, I'm just like smile like, damn, I did a good job at raising these kids, right? You're going to be a Rock fan like that, but The Rock shows up, right? Spins the wrestling world, if you will, so to speak, on his axle.
172 million views.
That's insane. Yeah. Right. For what was it a 12 minute segment, something like that, like 17 minutes, something like that.
Right.
And he showed, like you said, he showed up with Jinder Mahal and you're like, when Jinder Mahal comes out, I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, you got him. Because I'm thinking former champion, right? Yeah. That's really, I thought Triple H the Perfect. Whole time was sightseeing people. But then when The Rock shows up and then he talks. And here's the only thing I can say about people. Let's slow down a little bit because I love The Rock. He was definitely out of breath in those couple of moves.
Passed out from the people's elbow, just running the ropes.
Just running the ropes. He's a little tired. He's right. Also he'll tell you this.
50 years old, though. I mean, give the man a little.
I mean, he's still a better shape than me.
Absolutely. All of us. He's. I mean, and let's be honest. There's no way you could physically look like that without having a little assistance, you know? So, and that'll gas you out, too.
Yeah. Deer antlers or whatever it is that he use, you know, if it works for you. My thing, as long as my junk works, I'm good. So if it takes my junk away, I don't need it. That's always been my thing with whatever goes on. But he sits and he says, should I go here or should I sit at the head of the table? And then the wrestling world decides to lose its mind. And this is where I really want to bring you on. We're going a little different thing. We're going to go back to the weekend wrestling, but this is what everybody wants to talk about, Nico. Yeah, so let's talk about it because now it's a big divide, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say this. My honest personal opinion, I don't have nobody in the business that I will talk to that I do talk to them. I'm not telling you what they still tell me on air. That's just not how I do it. I like to watch the story blindly. I wish wrestling fans would just get back into that mode of not wanting to know what's going to happen. But I'm going to say this as to me being an intelligent wrestling fan from my intelligent perspective, Nico. There's no way in God's green earth. Nope, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I'm being real nice here, Vaughn, because we got guests here. But I got to be real. There's no goddamn way in hell that The Rock and Roman is going to be Elimination Chamber. And I don't give a how DJ say it, King Vaughn? I don't give a good dog goddamn how much money the Aussies put out. Let's just be intelligent people for a second here. First of all, that goddamn pay-per-view comes in at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
Now, let's be fair. Our black asses and our asses will all be up watching anyway at 4:30 in the morning, in fairness. Right? But they're not wasting that on. They're not going to waste, to me, The Rock and Roman at Elimination Chamber. Now, you got people go a little step further than that. Oh, it doesn't need to be for the title. No, it doesn't need to be for the title. So does Cody beat Roman before then? I still say no. Now, is it going to be for the title at WrestleMania? I don't know. But I know in my heart, in my mind, in my intelligent wrestling fan, Nico, there is no way in hell if Cody does finish his story, it ain't happening at WrestleMania because it would be Rock and Roman at WrestleMania. That's something I've been preaching with you since I met you. Your takes on that?
I mean, The Rock versus Roman Reigns is the biggest match in all of pro wrestling right now. Roman Reigns has solidified himself as the top dog in the business right now. 3 years in running as the champion. No one is even close to having that kind of stature. And then The Rock is the people's champion, the great one. One of the most popular wrestlers of all time. And currently still one of the most popular wrestlers of all time. And I saw the funny thing is, you see, like you mentioned, the teenagers, the 20-year-olds, me being a TikToker and seeing all these people, they're saying shit like, well, The Rock hasn't earned it. And you're just like, oh, my
God. The fucking Rock.
Like, what the fuck is going on in this world where you think Cody Rhodes has earned it more than The Rock? Like, Cody left and went to AEW and tried to put WWE out of business just like CM Punk did. Like, it's not like, I mean, The Rock has been loyal to WWE for a very long time. And if he is willing to give the WWE a WrestleMania main event pay-per-view.
Say that one more time so I can sink in. That what
if he's willing to give us a WrestleMania match moment because he has to clear his schedule for millions of dollars. He's a billionaire at this point, you know, and the XFL and all that other stuff he has going on or whatever it's called now. It could be absolutely amazing. Oh, you got sounds too. I haven't hit my sounds over there. I love it. So I think The Rock definitely, I agree with you. I don't think Elimination Chamber makes sense to me. I think they fight at Elimination Chamber to get, you know, a main event match, and they could very well make it a triple threat match. Like, it's possible that could be the way because The Rock's in, Cody comes up, let me finish my story. And what we're looking at right here is one of the biggest matches of all time. But
night two, even maybe.
I mean, yeah, right. Roman.
I don't see Roman doing double duty, but why? I mean, it's Roman. And like, he, you know what I mean?
I mean, are we in the agreement that CM Punk's going to win the Royal Rumble, which I hate to say? And
hell has frozen over. You and your followers. Okay.
Yeah, we don't like CM Punk.
Okay. I do. And I follow you. Okay. I'm a Punk mark. I think Punk wins the Rumble, but I don't think Punk wins the title. Because, like you said, like I said last year about Cody, you're not going to go do what you do and come. I give you what you want, Punk. You wanted your fucking main event. Crybaby, you know, Phil, here it is. That's all you're going
to
get.
I think he does win. I think he beats Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Some titles have to change hands always. That's how it is. At, you know, someone. If Roman, I think Roman keeps the belt, dude. I don't think Roman loses either,
no matter who he faces. I think
Roman's coming for Hulk Hogan's third spot, 17, and that's right at Survivor Series. So, like, for me, Roman, I mean, I made this mistake last year of saying Roman was losing to Codith Rhodes. And, like, he didn't lose. And I felt stupid. I felt stupid sitting next to, you know, Odyssey Jones, and he's telling me, I told you so, when I'm the big Roman Reigns fan going, damn it, I can't believe I didn't see that. So now I know who Roman Reigns really is, and he is the GOAT, the current GOAT.
The current GOAT.
Yeah, and you like my Codith Rhodes?
I love it. It's going to be forever stolen. Codith Rhodes.
He is the guy right now, and for him to get whatever he needs, it's going to be such an amazing time. I love this season from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. And I like you, the dirt sheets pay. I get money from spilling the news, but I do also hate the dirt sheets. And I hate that I know or hear all the stories going on in pro wrestling and hearing that CM Punk's going to win this and Cody's going to win that. And they're going to all end up here. It's just all bullshit. Cause like, I mean, Rock versus Roman, like you said, in Australia at 4 a.m. just isn't good, but they're going international. They're changing the way they do things. They had Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. They get The Rock in Australia. Maybe they'll have Vin Diesel.
I think we're going to get Bunny back here in Tampa.
Right. And who knows who they'll have at the France show or whatever. All these international shows are going to have really big names, just like Saudi Arabia shows. Mm-hmm. You know, they become a spectacle, and it sucks for us that WWE has grown out of the United States because WrestleMania is our only shot sometimes to see shows, and those damn tickets are $2,000 a seat, you know, for the stuff we like. So
such trash. With all due respect, we talked about that before. We was at Texas. That was enough for 5 years of tickets. What you pay now, you know.
Well, we got to do what we do. We won't disclose our secrets, but we'll end up in a nice position.
You know, like I tell everybody, greatest WrestleMania in my life. Okay. You make that possible, my friend. I will say that.
Every WrestleMania will be the greatest one.
But you look at this, and I'm with you, and I'm glad you shared that because, and I know you with your fan base and whatnot, there's just no way, guys, that they're going to. Will he probably show up in Australia? Yeah. But it's not going to be built for them, too, for Rock and Roman. It just, to me, doesn't make any sense. Now, can we be wrong? Yeah, we can be. All right. Anything can change. Cards subject to change. They tell you that on the card. I just don't think so. I do think Cody finishing his story. What is that story? I've always explained to people, Nico, that doesn't mean he has to beat Roman. Now, I get that's going to happen, especially the exchange they had at SmackDown a few months back. I always thought, well, it just says world title. You know, doesn't mean the world title. It could be the one Seth has, but maybe not going to go that route. This is what fans think it's going to go. And Trips has been very good at playing Tony Khan, but better than Tony Khan at just completely, I'll give you some of the things you want, but not everything that you want. Tony, come on. You know I'm talking about you. Stop it. Okay. You already know. So what I will say this and move on is I cannot wait to see what happens next. I'm here for it. This is the best time of the year to be a wrestling fan. This road to WrestleMania that you cannot go by without somebody around the blocks of Mike Knox, the Mike Knox show, and getting all your information you need to get from Nico Extra. So that's what it is. You can't get there without passing through the hood. All right, so come on. Well, I don't even live in the hood no more. Damn, I actually live in a nice neighborhood. You can't even get in without even calling me at the gate. So come around the gate, if you will, to talk about it. But also on Monday Night Raw, and we'll get back in them guys. I'm telling you, keep your comments coming in. Comment below. Let me know.
And shut your mouth.
I love that.
Yes. Okay. Listen, this right here shocked me last week. Shout out to Bad Guy Jack, who said he saw Nia winning. And once he said it and it happened, I said, oh, it does kind of make sense so that Becky can go into the Rumble, right? And win the Rumble. But I still never thought they would let Nia Jax win. Okay. They let her win. To me, I said it once before. You heard it in my other monologue. There would be no Becky Lynch constructed at how she is. Not she wouldn't be famous. Becky, to me, was on a different level than the man. I personally, again, I hate the man moniker because, again, women, hear me, and wrestling fans who act like you know, I'll talk about you in a second. You know, you just, I'm going to say it right now. I get sick and tired, Nico, of wrestling fans will look at an ass, and that's all they talk about when it comes to wrestling, right? Like, that's all. Like, get a grip, dude. Go get laid. Go to, what's the name? Tinder. Whatever it is you got to do to go hit plenty of fish. Y'all act like I ain't been laid, like, ever. Okay?
You're married with kids, man. They actually haven't been laid. It's really okay. True. Like, when you, it's sad that people are an ass, or like, you see someone, I'll be on Instagram, and I'll just see, like, some girl's titties bouncing, and I'm just like, damn, they took that girl getting someone a suplex, slowed it down, zoomed in on her boobs, and played some sexy mute. Like, they're crazy. Here's what I think. I think Nia Jax actually wins the Royal Rumble because Nia Jax is Rhea Ripley's kryptonite, if you really think about it. Becky beating Rhea Ripley clean makes absolutely no sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, Rhea Ripley is another type of wrestler, and they even teased it when Nia Jax returned. Her first day back, she was about to pounce on Rhea, but Rhea got out at the last second, and they've been teasing their face-to-face ever since. Her beating Becky clean sets her up for the Royal Rumble. She wins the Royal Rumble, challenges Rhea Ripley. Now we got ourselves an immovable object versus the irresistible force.
The female version. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Nico. People are going to freak out because the dirt sheets didn't told them, hashtag depth the dirt sheets. It's going to be the Becky Lynch versus Rhea.
Right. And Liv Morgan's returning, and she could possibly win it, too, and all this other stuff. And it's just, I don't know. I want something different. Becky is the most predictable. Becky and CM Punk is the most predictable bullshit that they could give us. And that's, if that's what they deliver, I'll be disappointed.
You know what? Just give me something good and something different. And Nia and Rhea is different, especially on that stage. And I'm here for that as well. There we go. I'm watching their TikTok with WB, and Jimmy Uso or Jey Uso and my man R-Truth is talking about who's the funniest. And actually trying to say that Jimmy's funnier than I don't see. I think Jimmy's funny, but R-Truth to me, we already know he's a bona fide Hall of Famer. Your takes last week when you see, but he didn't know who to cheer for. The things that he just does to me, R-Truth is just all the way hilarious. Your thoughts on R-Truth, this whole thing with the Judgment Day and Mr. JD Tight Pants McDonough, he's referred to as.
I love R-Truth. Loved him. Been seen him at TNA Wrestling 20 years ago as I think he was the world champ even. And I've been following him ever since. He's, you know, to be able at his, I think he's 50 or maybe even older. You know, he's up there in age and still be able to perform at this level and to go out there and still be entertaining people, because when his music hits, everyone says what's up, everyone laughs at everything he says, and he still has a fucking job with the WWE collecting a paycheck after damn near 20 years.
All these years.
And he has nothing left to prove. So for him to be able to go in the Judgment Day, to have a segment with Roman Reigns, to walk in, like, he's had some of the best segments. Wasn't he in with Evolution at one point in time?
Yeah, it's like, nothing that he has not done or made you laugh.
And the problem is, Judgment Day is kind of cheesy. Like, they're just not, like, they're not like the Bloodline was. Bloodline was a dominant, cool faction. To me, Judgment Day is not really cool. I don't like it that much. Like, it was, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it enough, but it's been shoved down our throats so much that every week has been like Judgment Day versus Cody Rhodes and somebody, or Judgment Day.
But they're trying to make them like they did the Bloodline, but they're dominant. I'm not a fan of Judgment Day, though.
I'm a fan of them. I like them, but you're giving me Damian Priest and telling me it's Roman Reigns. You know what? You're giving me JD McDonagh and telling me that it's Sami Zayn. Like, no, it's not. JD McDonagh was in NXT 6 months ago because that's the caliber of wrestler he is. I'm glad he moved up, but he shouldn't be main eventing. Like, it's just not the way it goes for me. But he's in the Judgment Day storyline, yada, yada, and that's just how wrestling works. So,
R-Truth has helped elevate him.
It's helped. Group. Is he in the Judgment Day?
Technically, he should be, right? He did win the match.
I mean, you know how this ends. Let me ask. Alexa, how old is R-Truth?
49?
That's what he says. I don't need the damn story. Jesus Christ. Hey, Alexa, how old is R-Truth the wrestler?
Killings is 51 years old. Oh, see, you should use your Siri. He's 51.
51 years old. There we go.
51 turning 52.
Fury sucks too, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they all do.
They all do.
They all do. Then we get the match that shocked me. And then when I seen it, I said, here's the thing. Like, as wrestling fans, I think too many people, what I hate more than anything, and one of the things I hate more than anything, I have a pet peeve about 10,000 of them, right? One of my wrestling fan pet peeves is, I called that, I knew it, kind of thing, right? So I kind of like when I don't see something coming. You seeing Natty, you seeing Keegan Knox, you're thinking that's going to be the new baby face tag team they're trying to make, but they got the tag team champions for that, to be honest, right? So they need somebody to go against that's viable, A, in the ring, and can be bad enough heels or not. My problems with these two winning the match is I'm a huge Shayna Baszler fan, and I'm sorry. Zoe Stank? Who's going to talk for them?
Yeah, they're in trouble for the mouthpieces. They're going to do a lot of ass kicking and not a lot of talking, I imagine. Again, this is another one where you were just talking about asses and stuff. These girls are judged the opposite way. They're not on the sexy spectrum, so to speak. So people, you know, really look at them to deliver kind of like a different kind of wrestling. And it's exactly what they do. Both of them are more hardcore and more hard hitting, more action packed in the ring than, you know, Chelsea Green will ever be. So the women's division is a complete, you know, shit show, the whole thing. And it's been a shit show for years. Who, Jade wins the Rumble?
I was going to come to that. That's why I left it up there. Like,
That's a big statement because Jade, I mean, her making an appearance at the Rumble, I could see her winning the Rumble and facing Rhea Ripley in a 25-minute match at WrestleMania. It's, I don't know.
Or Bianca. I don't see that happen either in that way.
So the women's tag team division just needs a lot more work. And when they do stuff like this and throw people together, it's really just testing out the waters and see what's going to work.
See what sticks.
And this is one that actually will work. This will be a decent tag team because they can go in the ring. I don't know. You don't really need to talk that much. You can have your little backstage segments and be serious or be funny and then go in the ring and do what you do. And this is, I'd rather see these two in the ring than fucking Natty and whoever any day of the week.
Yeah, I love the Baze. I love her to death. She just can't do it in the mic. And
she's also like 42, 43 years old. These people don't have a lot of, you know, they don't have another 10, 15 years. So it's like they got to get these storylines going.
And quick. Zoe Stank, speaking of storylines and getting going, Ivory put on a great performance. But as I said weeks prior, as you've kind of alluded to as well, as far as seeing Rhea versus Becky, I think Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Raquel Gonzalez, and these women, they're starting to have giant women, like you would have the Big Show caretaker to me, right?
Yeah.
Rhea's one of those giant women. So when she's going against certain girls, I never forget when I hated, and I'm a Alexa Bliss mark. I love Alexa Bliss. There's no way I'm believing she's beating Nia Jax. And when she did it, it pissed me off. It just doesn't look right. But I get it. Rey Mysterio beat the Big Show. Anything is possible, right? But I think sometimes we got to let that go and then move on. Your thoughts of Ivy getting this opportunity against Rhea Ripley? I think she did okay, but it's Rhea Ripley. And again, everybody, I'm going to say it before it gets typed in the chat. It's Rhea Thickley.
Oh, Rhea. I mean, we saw, you know, Rhea Ripley. Both these girls are products of NXT. Rhea Ripley has, you know, paved the way. She had her main event against Charlotte Flair. So she's been there for a long, and I know you're a huge Charlotte Flair fan. So
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I was waiting for you to scream. It's the greatest. Is that my video? Am I like, shut up?
Come on, guys. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Yeah, you did. You was like, yo, shut up. I was trying to film.
I'm sending money over here. That's so funny. I love that. That's great. That was a good time, man. That was a really fun WrestleMania. So I think Ivy Nile's awesome. I think Rhea Ripley's awesome. I didn't believe the match. Like, Ivy Nile shouldn't have gave Rhea Ripley 17 minutes or however many minutes it was. It was about five too many. And she was sloppy in the ring a little bit. She needed a little more work before she gets that big match. I saw some stuff where she just didn't. She got her wings going eventually and started flowing. And the match ended up being a good match overall. But, you know, Ivy Nile's going to be, like you said, she's in trouble in the world of big women when she's that small, because she is really small. She's probably about 5'2", 140, 145 pounds, and, you know, all muscle, no doubt about it, strong as an ox. But, like, she's going to get thrown around like a rag doll, and people, you know, you get injured when you get thrown around. So
you get injured. Then we get Seth Day One versus the Executive Consultant's Ideal Wrestler and Drew McIntyre. My bad, take that slide back. Your thoughts on this match? I don't see, and I get the interference coming in. Again, I don't see Seth losing. I think Seth is Chip's guy. I think he, and I'm a scream CM Punk to the day I die. I don't see him beating him. We're going to find out that tonight CM Punk's advertised to be on Raw. We know he's going to see he's in the Rumble. What goes from there? We all know that's where it's going, unfortunately. But this match in particular was a good match. Interference, I think, made it even better because I thought Drew, well, not thinking, but, you know, watching it, knowing Seth's going to win, but watching like, whoa, will they do this for a week or two or three and make that move for Drew? But of course not. Interference comes in, curb stomp, 1, 2, 3. Seth freaking Rollins is still your champion. Your take on this match?
This one was weird. I was, you know, hearing the buzz that like there could be a cash in and like this, it's a new year, new things going on. You also hear that Drew hasn't signed yet. So you're like, they're probably not going to put the belt on someone who hasn't signed completely yet. But it's all, like you said, death to the dirt sheets. You never know what you're really reading. So I tried to go in there with an open mind and see what was going to happen. And like you said, Seth Rollins is just kind of firing on all cylinders right now. And for him to lose to Drew McIntyre this close to the Royal Rumble wouldn't have made any sense to me at all.
None to me either. Like, listen, guys, I know what time it is. It's the half hour break. I'm going to take a break right here. We're going to come back to you guys the week in wrestling. And guys, don't forget, we got other shows here on Unpop Review Entertainment. And as my guy would say on all the other YouTube shows, at this point in the video, if you're still watching, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. All right, listen, we're up to over 1,000 over there on Unpop Review Wrestling, trying to keep that momentum going. But you know what? Mike Knox needs to get 1,000 too. All right, so go ahead and hit that like, follow, and subscribe button. And fellas, we'll be right back. And we come back with the weekend wrestling, y'all favorite. Y'all know who he is, King Von Jr. We'll be right back, y'all.
The cloud has fundamentally altered our DNA.
Victor, you always thought you were a god.
Let's not fight.
No, let's.
His name is Zoolander. Derek Zoolander. International male supermodel. But behind those eyes is a highly trained man of action.
You rock. No, you rock.
And perhaps the world's only hope of stopping a sinister assassination plot. Zoolander.
But I think Nia Jax is a credible heel enough to face Bianca Belair.
But Nia's a Raw talent.
Nia's a Raw talent, which is why you have her win the Royal Rumble.
You think Nia is going to win the
Royal Rumble? Nia's my pick.
You out of your fucking mind.
Nia's my pick. I think Becky wins the Elimination Chamber. Have Nia win the Royal Rumble.
I'm learning all kinds of things in 2024, and it's only like day 6. I've been watching Cat Williams. I learned that you can get a contact high from StreamYard, because that's obviously what has happened to executive consultants here, is he's got a contact high from Willie's stash. But Nia Jax is winning the Royal Rumble. You out of your fucking mind.
If it's not Nia Jax, it's going to be Naomi. That's the way you book it. There's no woman on that SmackDown roster who is credible enough to be in a WrestleMania main event picture with Bianca Belair. Nobody's checking to see Bayley and Bianca Belair for the 14,000th time.
I don't agree with that. I think Sasha Banks would have a better choice. I mean, a better chance at winning the Royal Rumble if she came back, because the pop would be bigger for her than it would be Naomi.
Granted, you are correct, but Sasha and Bianca Belair for a WrestleMania rematch will be huge. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be Bayley's going to get turned on by Damage Control, right?
Right. But
that's what I said. Like that, the main event match.
But you say they're going to face him at the Rumble or at Mania?
I think they're going to wrestle on Mania. I think it's going to be Sasha and Bayley versus the Kabuki Warriors, because the Kabuki Warriors already made their intentions clear. They want to win the tag team championship. That's why Piper Niven and Chelsea Green lost the titles to a big face tag team, so they could drop the title. They're transitional.
Right.
It's just get them over. They're going to win, and then they're going to challenge for the tag team titles. They're going to win those titles, and then they're going to kick Bayley out because Bayley failed to beat Sasha. When that
I'm
happens.
I'm so fucking lost with your rhetoric. I'm lost.
Who, me?
You convoluted this storyline worse than Tony Khan could do it.
What are you talking about? It writes itself.
Stop. It doesn't write itself. This is what's going to happen. Dakota Kai is going to kick Bayley out of Damage Control. The main event's going to be Io Sky versus Bayley for the title. That's not if Sasha is not involved. If Sasha's involved, then it changes everything. It's not going to happen. So, listen, it is what it is. Stop trying to make Nia Jax a Royal Rumble champion. Stop it.
Nia Jax should win the Royal Rumble. She deserves it. She's been back. She's been dominant.
Yo, it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
All right, everybody. Of course, this is King Von Jr. of the Victorious Ones podcast and Perfect Plex Talk Radio here to give you here to give you the week in wrestling history. On January 8th, 2006, of course, WWE held New Year's Revolution. And so, of course, this is most known for in the main event, John Cena retained the WWE Championship in the Elimination Chamber as he defeated Kurt Angle, Chris Masters, Carlito, Shawn Michaels, and Kane, only for history to be made as Edge became the first ever cash in as he cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase to defeat John Cena to win his first WWE Championship, his first out of 11 world titles. And so it's the first Money in the Bank cash in WWE history. As I said, once again, January 9th, 2000, ECW presented Guilty as Charged in Birmingham, Alabama. And of course, in the first three matches where the titles were defended, RVD defeated Sabu to retain the ECW World Television Championship. And so on the same day in 2005, New Year's Revolution took place in San Jose, Puerto Rico. And so the main event was with Shawn Michaels as a guest referee. Triple H defeated Edge, Voldemort, Chris Jericho, Batista, and Randy Orton in an Elimination Chamber match to win the vacant World Heavyweight Championship. On that same day in 2006, after winning the WWE Championship, Edge and Lita had a, of course, the infamous live sex celebration on Monday Night Raw. And so, of course, on January 10th, 1994, on Monday Night Raw, one year anniversary, 1-2-3 Kid Mario Jannetty defeated the Quebecers to win the WWF Tag Team titles. On January 11th, 1993, the very first Monday Night Raw episode took place. On that night, Yokozuna defeated Coco Beware. And of course, Shawn Michaels defeated Max Moon to retain the Intercontinental title. And of course, The Undertaker defeated Damian Demento in the first Raw main event. In 2010, on Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Raw took place as DX defeated Chris Jericho and the Big defeated the team of Chris Jericho and the Big Show with special guest host Mike Tyson. Of course, after the match, Tyson knocked out Jericho. And so of course, on January 12th, 2004. On WWE Raw from Uniondale, Randy Orton retained the Intercontinental title as he defeated Rob Van Dam in the main event. As far as notable birthdays, on January 8th, Chris Masters turns 41. Bull Nakano turns 56. Rey Mysterio Sr. turns 66. And Bushwhacker Luke Williams turns 77. January 9th, Ruby Soho turns 33. Todd Grisham turns 48. January 10th, Tamina turns 46. But of course, Buck Bagwell turns 54, excuse me. And on January 11th, Abdullah the Butcher turns 83. And of course, Mick McManus or whatever, RIP would have turned at least 104. But that's your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man.
NWO.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
And welcome back to the program. Guys, my man Nico had to step away, but we are still here talking SmackDown. Now, and this is what everybody's things started to mess with their brains a little bit, right? Because SmackDown came in and no one knew until that or before the show started, Roman Reigns was going to show up. And show up he did. We got the Women's Championship as Meacham loses to Io Sky. Duh. We get Logan Paul showing up for this SmackDown Revolution, as New Year's Revolution as well, as he's going into his match. Hey, I'm the U.S. Champion, because we get Kevin Owens versus Escobar on this program. Winner of that match we know was Kevin Owens. All right. Also, we had my man Butch having a surprise. And look, it was Tyler Bate that showed up in his corner against Yes Boy, which shocked me with them winning that match. That's the part that really shocked me more than anything, is that they actually won that match. And then as Bobby Lashley's and the Prophets are talking their trash, the rumors were everywhere. They're dirt sheets. Yeah, they could be right about 17% of the time. Shit, that's just too many. They could be right about 13% of the time, said it was happening. We knew they were coming back. Certain things you can get away with. Okay, this is one of them. They got this one right. And he does pop up and your new faction. No name for it yet. I just don't get it in a sense of why go after Bobby and the Prophets. I'm sorry, Trips. Here's why I have a problem with that. Because Bobby Lashley, the Almighty, nobody looks like you, Bobby. Pose for him, Bobby. Show him the pets, Bobby. No one looks like Bobby Lashley. There is not a more deserving and over tag team with the fans that feel like they haven't gotten their just due out of the Prophets, and most importantly, Montez in that faction. So now you're going to bring in the Authors of Pain and Paul Ellering to form a tag team with Karrion Kross. No offense, Karrion Kross. You suck your middle fingers up at my little baby girl. So fuck you, okay? And so for that, with that being said, Karrion Kross, which I thought was awesome, by the way, anybody who flips off a kid in the wrestling world to me, it's absolutely hilarious. I'm just saying. She didn't get a finish. She laughed. But my point in saying this is you're flipping off little kids is the best you ever were and the best you ever will be was NXT. And I'm saying that because Vince fucked it up, okay? And they've been trying to fix you ever
since. The insides to do it.
And it said the best to ever do it. And so I don't get it. Whatever. I hope it pans out. I'm here for it. I'm not going to complain too much. But if Bobby Lashley gets pushed completely further and further and further away from a title and the Prophets as well, then this is not going to be a good outcome for me. Like, it's not a good outcome for my Eagles, as I predicted them to lose last week and I predicted them to lose this week too. But it's okay, because Dallas going to be sitting at home with us in about a week or two also. So it's okay. But then we get to this main event for the triple threat match. And oh, my tribal chief said, you came up with this? Okay, let me show up and tell you that you need to come to me and run that by me first. And listen, I am loving what they are doing on SmackDown. I am loving completely the, we finally, with Nick Aldis, we finally get a GM that's not a punk ass. Okay, and I like how they went off. I cannot wait to see more of this interaction between them two. And he says, hey, it's going to be a fatal four-way match. You know what? This is where wrestling fans really start to lose their shit at that point, because they're like, oh, it was Peck, right? Remember the dirt sheets had you, Vaughn, saying Roman versus Orton at Rumble, losing to Orton at Rumble, right? Or no, beating Orton at Rumble, right? Then taking on The Rock at Elimination Chamber in a non-title match to then Cody at WrestleMania. Damn, I just love how these dirt sheets, hashtag death to dirt sheets, what the fuck, who the fuck, how the fuck, and why the hell do you know this shit is true? Let's just be here. Here it is, people. Stop being a citizen reporter. What does that mean? A citizen is a reporter, for those who don't know. Let me educate them, Vaughn. All right, let me speak the actual factual to them, right? Let me spit hot fire, okay, on these motherfuckers right now, okay? What that is a citizen reporter is someone who says, oh, look, I just got a notification on my phone, right, that Dez Bryant sucks ass for a living, right? I'm going to use a Cowboy reference. I just hate the Cowboys, right? Boom, all of a sudden, I share it as if it's my news, not where I got the source from, which might have been your mama's uncle's basement's barbershop quartet website. No. But I post it and I quote it as my own. So here it is. Shots being fired, Vaughn. I don't give a shit. Tweet to him. Write to him. Make sure you at Mike Knox in this shit. Fuck Spokia. Fuck them. They're fake. Not Jobber Tier Facebook group. You know what I'm talking about, right? Vaughn, the Jobber Tier dirt sheet page, right? It's the same kind of name. Fake as shit too, okay? If it ain't coming from CBS Sports, if it's not coming from ESPN, because now WWE, when they have breaking news, they will break the news themselves. If Busted Open Radio does not give you leaks and news and things like this, and they have, yeah, them pieces of shit, right? If they don't sit there and give you this stuff as gospel, why do you take this stuff as gospel? It's trash. It's complete unadulterated trash. And it takes the fun out of wrestling. It takes the fun out of wrestling. okay? My kids are 14, 15, and 16, the three I got still left at home, and they are smarter than half you damn wrestling fans out there because they watch the program with innocent eyes, and they report their thoughts on it as innocent eyes. And my kids will sit here, and I'm not Barry Horowitz to myself on the back. My daughter, my son, how do you always get it right, Dad? And sometimes I hate it because I do get fed information. I'm not like Nico Extra. Make sure you go follow Nico Extra and all his social media followers. I don't get paid to report nothing. I've been doing this for 15 years. I know people in the industry. I know people who work for WWE. I have conversations with them. We all have text messages together. If anything they give me, I take it as a Pentagon grain of salt. What is a Pentagon grain of salt? It's for all you John Jones haters out there who thought he was cheating on steroids and he got caught with the Pentagon of salt worth of steroids in his system. Okay? That means I don't take it as truth at all. It's a small sample. But what I do know for sure is that Roman interfered and come Royal Rumble, which I will be in the building with the whole entire, well, not the whole entire, but the majority of the Unpopular Reviews crew, we're going to be in the building and we're going to watch some great shit on this road to WrestleMania. But real fast, but I'm going to just get through because I can't go a show without talking about AEW, right? And then we'll get back in the real fast in the show with Roman and them, right? In their defense, Wikipedia articles always say, exploring the possibilities at the end of the title, meaning they just writing interesting hypotheticals. Well, in defense of Sporkita, suck my dick. I love you. And I'm not telling you to suck my D. I'm saying that's bullshit. I've seen plenty of articles from the motherfuckers and it don't say that. Now, if it does say that in the ones you're reading, okay, great for them to know they're pulling out bullshit and they got to stop the bullshit before it happens. Okay. And then, so, in all means, people, I was not telling Z that's silent, okay? My brother, that's my D, okay? I was talking about Sporkia before we go, oh my God, he just told, no, I didn't. I told Sporkia to that's my D, okay? But then we get Adam Cole explaining why he betrayed MJF. And the Undisputed Kingdom was born. And this would be great if not for the fact that he said, once I'm healthy, he's going to hand me this belt. And it's the best thing that Wardlow's ever been a part of. Wardlow has gotten fucked every which way. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can do it again. I'm sorry, Shannon. I'm just proud of knowing that I can go to heaven knowing my butthole is a virgin. Okay? Because that's how much they be fucking. And I'm going to say it again. That's how much they be fucking my man Wardlow up the arse. Okay? They do. If they do that to that man, that's a damn shame. I'm sorry, Shannon. I'm just happy I can go to heaven knowing my asshole's a virgin, okay? And so am I, okay? So it's Vaughn and all my other peoples, okay? And if my brother who do that, I love you, okay? I'm just happy about, I'm talking about my asshole, not yours, okay? So then we get Mariah May beating Queen. I'm going to tell you why I don't like this already, why tonight when Mariah May win. Hello? Anybody know anything about me on this program knows one thing and one thing and two things for certain, Vaughn. She was going against the queen. The queen was supposed to win, but she didn't. Okay. And then we get Christian. And listen, I think Christian next to Swerve Strickland is the best thing in AEW right now. But Nick Wayne's mom doesn't need to be on my TV. I said it last week. I'm going to say it again this week. For my Sons of Anarchy fans, can she please go be an old lady somewhere, someone else's old lady somewhere else, please? Okay? She doesn't need to be on my TV. She doesn't need to be there. But excited for this storyline, still none the same. And then this trash, where Trent Barretta, who is a better wrestler than the champion there, Mr. Kingston, he gets a title shot against Eddie Kingston? Like, Tony, can you please call me so I can book you some better shows than that? I'm just saying. Why would you do that? And then Swerve Strickland beats Danny Garcia. And then at the end of the show, Tony Coke Khan comes out and says, Danny Garcia is going to see a lot more of him this year, fans. You get ready for seeing more Danny Garcia. And hey, Danny Garcia, let me just say something to you. Your dance ain't shit when it comes to my man, Alex White. That's Wunderkind, baby. That's Wunderkind all day, okay? But I'm going to finish the show how we started the show, and that's the big talk. Who should Roman face? Some say Cody finishes the story. I say The Rock sits at the head of the table because he is the true head of the table. But I will say this, Vaughn, I'm going to say it. Like a dummy at WrestleMania 28, I love The Rock. I have so many Rock t-shirts. I went for John Cena. And I went for John Cena because the storyline said to go for John Cena to me. I was on the side of storyline, not on the side of my wrestler. Okay? Now, in this, I'm going to say the same thing. The Rock can be there, and I'm going to scream and lose all my damn voice. But Roman Reigns should win the match. Go ahead, Vaughn. Bring it on in. What you got to say?
Yeah, so since you picked, I remember when you did say you picked Cena in Miami, of all places. I just want to say congratulations. You played yourself. That's all I have to say for that one. Okay. Because it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, but, it was. I was being a mark.
Hey, but look, I don't knock anybody's fandom. You know, you like what you like. It is what it is, whatever. You know what I mean? So, but still, I'm going with the Tribal Chief. Still, holding the title. Because it's going to be passing the torch. That's all I have to say. It's a torch pass.
Passing the torch. Well, again, people, comment below. Let us know what you think. Tonight on Raw, Vaughn, we are going to get a big show, right? Because every time Triple H does a show, right? But it's the national title game going on tonight. Michigan versus Washington. Who you guys got if you care about it? Anybody but Alabama, so I'm cool with it. Right now, I'd like to see Washington win because it'd be cool to me to see a team that doesn't get here, doesn't have the history, win a national title. I'm here for that. But tonight, we get the return of CM Punk. We get Shinsuke Nakamura going head-to-head against Cody Rhodes again. We got Carter, them defending their women's title against the former women's champion, Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. We got Tommaso Ciampa battling Finn Balor, which means Ciampa's going to get that ass whooped. And again, we got, it's R-Truth really part of the Judgment Day segment coming up as well. So I cannot wait for all these big things that go on tonight on the show. Let's go ahead and finish here answering some more of your guys' questions. He put that up already. That's my man. That's my brother. Is there, I'll be there. Will tacos. Yes, we will definitely whip tacos. Damn right, we're getting some tacos and some, and we're going to do some karaoke. So make sure you bring your drinks, because if I'm sober, I ain't singing. Okay, that's what that is. Jeffrey Time chimes in. Wasn't the Kingdom doing goofy stuff with the, and we were supposed to take them serious? Were they? It's the Undisputed Kingdom, like the Undisputed Era. I mean, that alone kind of turned me off. In a sense, you can come up with anything a little bit more original than that. Just my opinion. Didn't Samoa Joe messed up with Rodney's neck? Yeah. What have we got here? Victor Townsend, you seriously think Christian is better than Ricky Starks? I don't think better than Ricky Starks, Victor. I think his storyline right now is better than Ricky Starks, right? I'm a believer. You've been a fan long enough, Victor, and you've been chiming in long enough, and thank you for your comments and always supporting. I am a fan, which you should know now, of storyline. Hashtag Death to Dirt Sheets. Hashtag wrestling is storyline, right? So you can wrestle a great match all you want to. If your storyline doesn't match it, who cares? The Luchadors dominated WCW in the 90s, but they were the understory because their story was the NWO. That's what matters. Wrestling is storyline. So Stark's storyline, to me personally, I don't like the fact you took him away from Hobbs to give him Big D. I just didn't like that. You took one guy away from to give him, like, I just didn't get that. You could have kept a bigger guy because you've done nothing with Hobbs since. Worth for nothing. He's back in another stable, being yet another guy when Hobbs can be as big as Booker T was for WCW to me for AEW, but they don't push him that way. The Pebble, Ricky Starks, can be bigger than what he is, but they keep him in a tag team division, and he's always needing somebody bigger and white to help him out. I don't like that, and that's just where I stand with that one. Bad Guy Jack chimes in. Make sure you guys check out the NXT show immediately tomorrow night at 10:10 following NXT. And I think Pop Review might be going live tonight with Raw after Rest after Raw, live after Raw. Not sure if I'll be a part of it or not, but look for some people to be on that show tonight. And check your local listings, as they say, right? You guys believe Roman is going to leave the Rumble still champion? Yes, I do. Without a shadow of a doubt, I love Cody Rhodes because I love his father. I believe I've said this story before. I would say it again. I'm not afraid to repeat myself on here, and I'm not embarrassed because my name is Mike Knox with Threads, because I'm hardcore, because I say the shit that I say that I'm not afraid to say that other people won't say. It was the first time my kids ever saw me cry. It's when Dusty Rhodes died. Okay? Because that's how much he meant to me.
Loser!
it. Bite my tongue for no one. I put you on blast. So all the news channels, y'all can kiss my ass. YouTube or Google me. Turn it up and play it. Cause many people think it. I just had the balls to say it.
That's it. I just have the balls to say it. So I say it. But Cody, as my man put earlier, in the chat, where's that chat he had put in here earlier? Go back around the show. Cause I'm going to give credit. Cause my man, them just finally hit, they hit like 100K on their, my man, Eric Nim, he does a hip hop, you know, like, YouTube show. I've been on his show plenty of times as well. He put right there, get in line. Right? For all intents and purposes, Cody lost. I know fans don't want to see it, but I could have swore from my hospital bed, before my hospital bed, I told people he was going to lose that match. He took a sledgehammer to the damn, what do you call it, Vaughn? He took a sledgehammer to the throne, all right? He was not going to do nothing at that point, okay? So, yeah, I do think Roman leaves there as champion. We are not getting Taco. Vaughn, I mean, Jack, listen to him. We're going to find some tacos, okay? We can find tacos anywhere, and we will find them, okay? Oh, my God, Harris is so unfun. I mean, duh. No Raw episode tonight. Yeah, stay tuned for that. I'm going to fight him on that one after the show, people. For you, the people, okay? Then we got Michael Smith chiming in as well. Roman ain't touching Bruno's record. Touching it? Well, he's already smelling it. Right. So if he beats HH, right, then he's smelling the record. So all I'm saying, fight for your right, Knox, to part. Or in this case, fight for your right to taco. And no, we ain't talking about no damn Taco Bell, Victor. We're talking about real tacos. Okay. I live in Florida. Okay. I got all kind of everybody here. We got blacks, whites, Colombians, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, jabronis, and candy asses all over this whole entire state, okay? We're going to find some tacos, my guy. We're going to find some, right, Taco Bell, wild. Hey, they're not my sponsor yet, but I like Taco Bell. I don't know what's wrong with people, okay? And no offense, Cat Williams, because yes, my asshole's going to die a virgin, okay? I like roast beef sandwiches. I like Arby's, okay? I'm not afraid to say it. I like Arby's. He said, I live on Miami. So what you say? I'm just saying, tacos everywhere. LA had nice, Los Angeles had great tacos, Vaughn. But again, no offense, the essays are right down the street. So what kind of taco were you getting? Were you getting the good tacos or are you getting the essay tacos? Because the essay tacos, you know, that's the hood taco, right? Like I met a friend yesterday, a new friend, prospective friend, projective investor. And we were talking, about how the different food changes about the where you are. He was like, "Oh, you're from Philly or in that area. Who's better cheesesteak place?" And he like Pat's and Geno's, and I said none of that. I said it's Gabibbles. You know what I mean? I said truth be told, I had better cheesesteak from the Asian, you know, fish fry joint than those places. To be real with you, but everybody sees Geno's and Pat's and think those are the best places to go. So that's where people go. But what's not going to happen is right here. Right, who should Roman face? He should face that real head of the table. For Roman, I think Vaughn said it, to Pat, to have the torch passed, he has to beat the real person who put the butts in the seat, who put the food on the table and can take it off. It has to be against The Rock. Sorry, Cody. I love you. I just don't see you beating Roman for the title. If I'm wrong, I'll come up here and tell you God's thing every time of night when I'm wrong. Hey, I was wrong. All right. I just don't believe that I'm wrong. But with that being said, Vaughn, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. We got bills to pay. I got wife to feed. My kids is hungry. Listen, guys, do me a favor. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some meat. And don't love God, y'all. That's crazy. I'm out of here, y'all. Fingers.
You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!
At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Flex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter